Okay, good morning. Good Chodesh. Last week's daf was daf of Tes Meseches Psochim, second perek. This is a hemshich, a continuation of last week. Let's just review or just the basic idea to see the hemshich Hagmor. The Mishnah says on daf Chof Ches. Chomet shall nochish oval of a pesach mut bano, she sol also bano. Mish is talking about chomet shall oval of a pesach. Chomet that existed during pesach. So Mish makes difference between whether it belonged to a goy or a yid. Mish says, shall nochri mut bano, she sol also bano. If it belonged to a goy, it's mut bano. After Pesach, v'shal Yisrael also bano. Yisrael it's also bano, even after Yom Tov. And the more brings the pasuk shemali leirah lechasaor, which Rashi mentions right away that the Gemara has to explain what the pasuk, what's the connection to the pasuk. Akoponim, the halachas that we're dealing with in the Mishnah is chomet shavol v'pesach. And the Mishnah seems to make a difference between Nochri, Shal Nochri, and Shal Yisrael. And that's what the Gemara, we saw last week, tries to understand who's the Tana of this Mishnah. More referred to a Braisa, three Shittas in the Braisa. The first Shitta in the Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda Shitta. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the three Zmanim concerning this chometz, the braisa calls l'fnei zman, which means from yudalid sheishoyisu l'mayil. There's an isa chometz. There's a lav there. Toch zmanay, that means from leil tezvov. There's an isa chorus. Then after any chometz which existed over Yom Tov, chometz over la Pesach is also even afterwards. But the one of them shows us that we has three psukim sources for all these sum deraisa. That means kipshutei according to Yehuda that chometz when from yisheishoy shlomaylo becomes also, and any chometz which existed during this time, once it becomes also, it remains also. Even after Yom Tov, they're just the different levels of the chomer of the Isser Chometz. Could someone, is there a Chiyuv Koris? The Chiyuv Koris, and that's what is Dafka Toich Zmanei. However, but Mishishar Shlomayla is the Isser Hanova of Chometz. And La'achar Pesach is also an Isser Hanova. Now, as far as this is concerned, you know, the psukim don't make any differences whose chometz it is. So that's why the Gemara is taking on, according to Yehuda, that chometz avol of Pesach, that he has a pasuk to tell us that's also is as long as chometz, it's also it's irrelevant whose chometz it is or was during Pesach. And that's why the Gemara says that therefore this Mishnah, which makes a difference between Yisrael and Nochri, would not seem to agree with Shittas of Yehuda. And that's going to be more in the difficulty finding who the Tana of this mission is. The Gemara says, the Chara of this Tana is not Rabbi Yehuda. And that's where the Gemara by us starts over here. This week's, if you take like a sort of the last line on Chof Chesom and Beis, Mani. Mani Mastisen. Like, who does the Mishnah come out like? Rabbi Yehuda, chometz tamakoma, fil dinochri. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rabbi Yehuda who says that chometz shal hav pesach, la'achaz mani, that it's bazhorom, it doesn't make any differences. It should follow that even if it belongs to an ochri. And our mission says that shal nochri is la'achar pesach, is mutar bano. That's why the Gemara says that apparently Rabbi Yehuda can't be the Tana of a Mishnah. The other two Talmud the Braisa had mentioned was Pshita Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, the Braisa says, is the Fnei Zman L'Achaz Man Evelei Klum, that there's no lav only during Pesach, but the Fnei Zman L'Achaz Man, there's no Azhorim. We saw Tosfos, that Tosfos mentioned that Avad is Nisa D'Raisa, Nei Zmanai, that we learn from Tashbisu, Yisra Achila. However, what's pertains to us is that La'achaz Manai comes from Shimon, it's Mutter. There's no Yisra of Chomitz La'achaz Manai. Once Pesach is over, Shoyin, you know, Chomitz is all Mutter, whether it exists during this time or not. It's all Mutter. So therefore, this mission talks about the Yisra Chomitz La'achaz Pesach, obviously, doesn't come out according to Reb Shimon. That's the Gemara field, right? And that's what the Gemara says on the bottom over here. The Reb Shimon, the Shon Namim Mishra Koshori. And if we were to say that our Mishra is like Reb Shimon, that wouldn't be true either, because according to Reb Shimon, even Chomash which belonged to Yisrael is also Mishra Shor. Is also Mutlach HaPesach. There's no Yisra Chomash. Yisra Chomash is only during the time of Pesach. Possibly from the convention, place says. But definitely not after Pesach. The third shita that we have in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael HaGlili, what he's coming to argue over there is that we had, like we had before, he doesn't hold the Isra Hano that you have by Chomis. There's definitely an Isra Achila, and it would seem to be from the Cheshem Nagmor is that he could agree with Rabbi Yehuda as far as the Cheshbonis of the Pesukim, as far as the zmanim of the Isser. And the point that Rabbi Yis is coming to say is that the Isser Chometz is not more than Isra Achila, not an Isra Hano. Even Toich Zmane, even during the Yom Tov HaPesach itself, there's no Isra Hano, it's only Isra Achila. So therefore again, when this Mishnah over here says that Chomesh Avla Pesach Shal Yisrael's Osir Bahano, talking about Isra Hano, according to Beis, there shouldn't be. That's what the Gemara of Ekenin is. Rabbi Yis Aglili, I feel Tuch Mayan Amishra Koshor Bahano. If we were to try to say that Amishra is Rabbi Yis Aglili, that also is not true. Because Rabbi Yis Aglili holds that there's never anything more than Isra Achila on Chomets. Even Teich Zmanai. Yeah, so this Mishnah seems to be saying that Shal Yisrael is also Afila Bahano. That seems to be not consistent with Rabbi Yosi Shita. He holds that there's never an Isser Hano on Chomet. Even Teich Zmanai. That was the Gemara's difficulty, and that's how the Gemara started right away over here, Manam Asnisan. I had brought the whole Braisa, discussed the different Shitas, and now that everything was clarified, the Gemara now says, okay, now that you know all the Shittas, let's see, our Mishnah doesn't seem to stem with anyone. Okay, so there, as Machlokes in the Gemara, there's two ways had to explain how one of these three Tanoim does agree with the Halachas that the Mishnah says. That's the Omar of Acha B'Yankav Lo'oilam Rabbi Yehudi. Baruch HaYankai says, no, this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The difficulty that we had was that according to Rabbi Yehuda, true that there's Nisr L'Achaz Manai, Chom Shav L'Pesach is also, but it's not limited to Yisrael. Even Shal Nochri. Just like all the other times that it's also. So on that, Baruch HaYankai is being mechadish to us as follows. V'yalef soda chilo miso'or diri'iyo. And Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to make a little adjustment in Shita Rabbi Yehuda over here, and we're going to say, we're going to show a source that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Issa Chometz, we'll see exactly what it refers to, is limited to that of Yisrael and not a goy. V'yalev so'or da'achilo mi'so'or d'ri'iyo. He learns the Issa which the Torah talks about, which is also to eat, that Isser learns it from the Isser of Re'iyah, Masar de Re'iyah, the Pasuk Lo Yiroh Lecho, over there that there's a condition shel choya tereya avatarish la'achirim b'shel gavoya. There's an iser aside from eating, having hanah from chometz, but there's an iser to have chometz in your possession. That is to be learned. The pasuk says lo yira l'cho. So that comes to exclude if it's not yours. Shel achirim shel gavoya. We saw in the previous sugin, we see again now, achirim refers to nochrin, if it belongs to a goy, and shel gavoya if it's hektish. If someone has chometz of achirim shel gavoya in their possession, they're not over the iser of ba'yiro ba'yimotze. So similarly, Rabbi Yehuda says, he makes the limud that condition will also carry to the Isser of Chometz, the Isser Achila of Chometz, and therefore, even concerning the Isser Chometz of eating Chometz, is also limited to Yisrael. After the Achila shel Choyat HaOichel, Avachel Oichel shel Achirim shel Gavoya. Now let's see that first Rashi on top. Lo'olam Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Chaim Yaakov's answer. Our Mishnah, which is talking about Chomet Shavuot of Pesach, that there's a difference between Chomet Shel Nochri and Chomet Shel Yisrael, is Rabbi Yehuda. We have thought that according to Yehuda, there's no difference. Yehuda has Lavin in the Torah, which talk about this man of Lachas Manai, all of Pesach. We don't find a difference between Yisrael and Nochri. And that Rabbi Yaakov comes and say, yeah, there is a difference. I will show you how Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a difference. So Rashi, da'afkav da'afkle mikroi, even though he learns from Psukim, d'lachaz manoi, osar, kro, bisor di Yisrael ko'omer. Even though he has Psukim, but that pasuk is limited to sor di Yisrael. Aval d'nochri shori. Ogoy itzmutr, v'yalif sor da'achilo. Rashi explains what the Gemara means over here, kloimer, chometz, the Gabilaya Yochel, the Chomet which the Pasik said on concerning it, the Issa though, was Alaya Yochel, Misa'or de Re'ia, Umutar Chametze Shal Nochri Af Bachila. A very big Chiddush over here comes out according to this. Rashi explains the Gemara, Mutar Chametze Shal Nochri Af Bachila. One may eat Chomet that belongs to Goy. Even on Pesach, you hear that? Chomet, which belongs to a guy, Rabbi Yehuda learns, just like the Isser by Rabbi Masi doesn't apply if it belongs to a guy, Mishal Gavoya. So too, if this Chomet does not belong to Israel, Shal Anochri, Shal Gavoya, Minatari, it's mutter to eat. Mutter to eat. Dov Pele. But yeah, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara over here. Now, according to this, so now we have to shift everything over here, that all these surim that we have, achila, hanon, and everything, is all limited to Yisrael and not to a goy. And according to that. So it really comes down, the Gemara is going to make these cheshbainis, therefore, that this mission over here, which seems to make the difference between Nochri and Yisrael, there's two points that the Mishnah seems to be making a limitation, which is not really true. First of all, why is the Mishnah talking about chometz over lo haPesach? According to this, it means even chometz during Pesach, there's a difference between Yisrael and a Nochri. And Shal Nochri, it's more, that's what I'm saying. Right? So why is the Mishnah only talking about chometz over lo haPesach? And another point is that the Mishnah is talking about Hano. Right? The Mishnah seems to make the difference between is discussing the Isser Hano, Lachar Pesach is Shal Yisrael's Aser, and Shal Nochri is Smoter Bahano. It would seem to give the feeling that Achilo not. So that thing Mora is going to discuss right now. Mora is going to say that the truth is that that's Lav Dafka. We'll see in the Mishnah. Right? The reasons why the Mishnah set it up like this, but not to set up that is the din. The truth of the matter is, like we're saying, that not this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, first of all, the heter that the Mishnah talks about is not limited, shlakum, is not limited to after Pesach. in a chanami. That's point number one, which is lav dafka in the Mishnah. And the second point is that the heter is not limited to hano. Even achila is mut. That's what the more is continues. According to this teretz, then we're going to have to make the Mishnah a little bit lav dafka. Uvidin hu di boy le lemisni dafila b'achila na mishori. And the truth is that the Mishnah really should have told us that it's mutar b'achila shel nochri. And the Mishnah is talking hano. Shel nochri, it's mutar b'hano. The truth of the matter is, according to what we're saying now, that even b'achila it's mutar, so the Mishnah should have told us a bigger chiddush, that shel nochri is even mutar b'hano. The answer to that is, v'aydi the Tana Yisrael also b'hano, Tana nami nochri mutar b'hano. That the reason for that is because there's really two sides to the coin. It's, you know, mikotzel kotzel, what you have over here. You have, on the one hand, shel Yisrael, which has the Isser. It's not only also b'achila, it's also b'hano. So the chiddush of the Isser means that the Isser extends so far even to an Isser hano. And by a guy, that it's mutter, not only mutter b'hano, but it's even mutter b'achila. Right? That's, so when the Mishnah is speaking the contrast between Yisrael and Ochri, being that the Mishnah wants to mention the Tzar Chomer, that shel Yisrael, it's also and the Isser extends even b'hano, so that's why the Mishnah, when it mentioned the contrast, it said, no, shel Nochri is mutter b'hano. But the truth of the matter is that the entire Isser doesn't exist, and it's even mutter b'achila. That's what the Mishnah says. That's Hakalav Dafka. The reason why the Mishnah spoke Hano is because we wanted to bring out the full extent of the Tzad Isser when it belongs to Yisrael. Now the Mishnah mentions down the second point. As far as the time bracket which has this din. There's a difference between Nochri and Yisrael. And that's the point of the Mishnah. There's a difference between Nochri and Yisrael. According to what we're saying now, that difference is not limited to La'achar Zman, to after Pesach, even during Pesach, I have the Chiluk. And the truth of the matter is that really the Mishnah could have set up the difference between Nochri and Yisrael even Toich Zman. V'aydi t'tonu di Yisrael La'achar Zman, t'oni namin de Nochri La'achar Zman. Again, since the Tana wanted to bring out the Chumrah of Yisrael, that when it belongs to Yisrael, it has two Chumras in it. It's also B'hano, as we mentioned before. Not only B'achila, but it's also B'hano. And the second point, that's also even La'achar Pesach. So that's why the Mishnah set it up, and we set this difference between Nochri and Yisrael, talking about Hano and La'achar Shavar Pesach, to bring out the full extent of the Chumrah, the stringency that it has by Yisrael. But the truth of the matter is, when you're talking about the Tzad Kal of Akum, Tzad Kal of Akum, first of all, it's Mutter B'Achila, and the Heter B'Achila even exists Teich Zman. Now, the Rishonim argue on Rashi in this Prat. If you look at the top Tosis over here, Tosis brings the Rashi. B'din hu da'afil toich zmanei mutter. Pirush Rashi, mutter b'achil. Right? We're saying now that according to this, that Rabbi Yehuda learns the Isurei Achila Hano from the Bai Robai Motze, and over there, Bai Robai Motze, it's limited to belonging to Yisrael, and that's why he carried over that. Therefore, the other Yisurim that you have by Chometz also are limited to Yisrael, belongs to Goy. Rashi came out, it's mutter b'achila, he could eat it. Right? This doesn't exist any Isser at all. Pirush Rashi, mutter b'achila, v'kosho. And that Tosis asks the question, di'i efshem lo yesher lo b'shas achila. Okay, Tosis asks over here a technical question, that it's very difficult to eat something that doesn't become yours by the time you're eating it. And Tosis asked that technical question. So even if, and as far as halacha was concerned, Rashi is right, that if it belongs to a goy, then it will be mutter. But practically speaking, that's hard to have it. Tosis talks about, because once a person takes it to eat it, so either it's without it will become his regardless. Right? That's the first question. And Tosis brings another ride from the Gemara a little bit later on, which also Tosfos shows that it can't be that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a heter achila toich zmanai. So therefore, so Tosfos is just proving to us that there can't be such a thing, and therefore Tosfos is going to adjust what the Gemara means over here. The Gemara definitely is telling us that we're learning from the Issa Ba'yiroid over there. There's definitely a chiluk between Nochri and Yisrael, right? This Ba'yiroid not to have in your possession chometz that's Shalchoy Ataroya. Now we're learning that up to the other Yisurim. Now what are we learning that to? So Tosfos says as follows: Vinil Rivo, the Hod Kama Afil Teich Zmanay Mutter Hainu Bahano. Tosfos says that this that the Gemara is saying that according to Yehuda, we're learning that if it belongs to a Nochri, it's mutter, it's only the Isra Hano, Shaboy. Only the Isra Hano. But Avada, the Isra Achila on Chometz, even according to the way Baruch Rabbi Yankov is learning over here in Rabbi Yehuda, that he has a Limech, it's not going to affect anything more than the Isra Hano. So all he's coming to say is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it belongs to a Goy, it's mutter Bahano. Right, so now there's a little bit we have to make over here, and what we're learning over here is that toich zmanai is still also by achila, and that's what we're saying over here. But la'achar zmanai, that much toisus agrees that if shel nochri will be mutter by achila. So now, when the Gemara over here says as follows, when the Gemara says uvedinhu diboy le lemisnin dafil bachila na mishori, the Gemara says that according to what we just said, so really the Tana should have said that shal nochri is mutter bachila. So you see, the Gemara is definitely talking about a heter achila, right? Which the Gemara pashta seems to say like Rashi, because right? The Gemara is saying that really the Tana should have said, talking that of a Nochri, that it's even Mutter Bachila. Why is the Tana limiting it to Hano? And according to what Tosfos is saying right now, that definitely Achila is not Heter Achila. So Tosfos says over here, one of two options. Tosfos will talk about the Gemara even a step before. The Gemara says, right? It's mutter to each lachem shel gavoya, right? Which follows the same idea. Tosfos says either we have to say it's lav dafko, the heter achilo. As were it to be talking about toich zmanai, so it's lav dafko. Inami, or else achar zmanai komar. Or when it talks about the heter achilo, it's referring to achar zmanai. So the cheshbon is the calculation that Tosfos makes over here, one slight adjustment that Tosfos is arguing on Rashi. Rashi learns that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the limit from lo yirah l'cho, which over there, as far as the Issa Ba'yirah, there's definitely a chil between Akum and Ochri, we learn that difference to all Yisurim of Chometz, and that's why according to Rashi comes out that if it belongs to a goy, then it's exempt from any yisurim. You could eat it for that matter, min ha-Torah. Tosfos proves that can be, and therefore Tosfos says that definitely, even according to this teretz in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda, the limit from lo yirah l'cho is only coming to matter the isa hano toich zmanai. La'achar zmanai in ochanami is coming to matter even the isra achilo. That's the cheshbon that Tosfos. Now Tosfos doesn't really tell us exactly how this limud came to be. Right? Tosfos just proves that's what Rabbi Yehuda Shita is. But how this limud came to be is something which still needs explanation. We're showing him talk about it. Okay, that's the first mahalach in the Gemara. Ba'achar B'Yankev's Teretz, he has a new way of understanding Rabbi Yehuda, eliminating Rabbi Yehuda's shita, extending the difference, or actually showing a source for a difference in Rabbi Yehuda Shita between Nochri and Yisrael, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda could be the Tana of our Mishnah. The Gemara continues, Rava Omar. Rava says an alternate Teretz. Rava says, no, according to Yehuda, no such thing. According to Yehuda, like originally, there's no difference between a Shalakim Shal Yisrael, all the time that it's Osir, even if it belonged to a Nochri. Rava Ma'ilan Rab Shimon he. Shimon. Now, what was the difficulty with our mission being Rav Shimon? Well, Rav Shimon the Brachos had told us that chometz lifnei zman la'achas man mevloi klum. There's no lav on chometz la'achas man. So our mission says over here, akaponim shel Yisrael is also by no. Where's that come from? Zokt the Gemara Rav Shimon knos akhonis. Oh, adin rabbonin inochanami. Rav Shimon was talking about as far as a lav the daisa. Zokt Rava. That is an Issed Rabbonon, a Knas. Knoso Konis, Hoyle for overall Leb, Baval Yeroy, Ubay Yemotzen. Reb Shimon holds as an Issed Rabbonon, Chomich Oval of Pesach. Since one was over, Baal Yeroy, Ubay Yemotzen. And we have to see what the Gedorim, the guidelines of that are. But Reb Shimon says that chometz, which was one was over by Yiro by Yimotze, such chometz there was a knas. Therefore, being that definitely, like we mentioned before, by Yiro by Yimotze is limited to Yisrael, not to a guy. So chometz which belonged to a guy, there was no by Yiro by Yimotze, so there's no basis for the knas. If it belonged to Yisrael, so then you have the knas. So that's the pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talks about the difference between Shal Yisrael and Shal Akum la'achar ha-Pesach. The basis of that is this Taka Kointer Shittah of Shimon. That in the Raya there's no Yisr, right? So that's why we don't have the difficulties of Rabbi Yehuda to say that even Shal Nochri should be Osir, right? Really, when I tell you, it's Mutter. The whole, where does the Yisr come from? It's a Knas Rabbonon. Rabbon gave a Knas on Chomich, which was Ovel of Pesach, which there was the Yisr by Rabbi Motze was over. So on that is a knas, even la'achar ha-Pesach, not to have hano from that chometz. So that's the basis of this between Shal Yisrael and Shal Akum. Shal Akum, there's no Ba'al Yiro Ba'al Motzeh, so therefore the knas of la'achar zman, a chometz of Pesach, is non-applicable. Let's see the Rashi. Zok Rashi, the first narrow line. It's Reb Shimon who holds that min ha-Torah is no Isra at all. So as far as this that he's saying Shanachri, that it's mutter, that's simple. But where does the Isra for Yisrael come from? Mil the Yisrael also, what's the source of that? Miknosa. This that the Mishnah mentions is an Isra if it belongs to Yisrael also, but no, the source of that is a knas. The Konsul Rabban Mishum Dov Ba'al Yiro. Rabbonin gave a knas since he was over Ba'al Yiro. Now, we could just look over here, those who have a ran. The Ran mentions one point over here. If you've seen the Ran, you see over here on the Zainun Beis in the Dapi Harif, page 14. Udamina knasahu de kakonis. A knas. So usually a knas, one might think that if the knas is based on being over by Rabbi Motze, so the knas should apply to the one who's over. Right, but others that were not over. So the Ran mentions with Amir and Knosahu to Kokonis, lively the Debil Chud, the Ovid is Surah, not limited just to the person himself that was over the Isra, who the Kokonis, Elafilu, La'achrini nami osur. Even to someone else, it's also osur. And it brings a raya. Brings a raya to this din from a Gemara. So when the Gemara, on the one hand, when the Gemara says that since one was over, Ba'yiro, Ba'yimot say, it's not limited to the person who was over. Once chometz, the Issa Ba'yiro, Ba'yimot was over on this chometz, so now this chometz gets the Issa Mekoyach Knas, and no one could have Hanoah from it. Maybe it's kedai to mention right now because things are late to get the whole picture. Right, the riff and the Rosh, they put it together right now. Concerning, it's not going to get a halacha for us as far as it's concerned. Is that we see in the Gemara later on that there's another thing that comes out from the fact that it's a knas. So the Gemara tells us later on that the knas is only if it's be'en. If it's betaruvis, if it's mixed together, then the knas doesn't apply. Right, that's the Gemara over here on the Aflamid. Right, it comes out of the next sugya. We won't be able to go into that sugya. Maybe next week we'll go into it. It's a very important sugya. If you see the Gemara, let's say we can start from four lines down. Mor is asking a question that how could Rava say that chometz la'achazmanai is mutter even without he's talking about taruvus which doesn't have a shir bittel? How could be mutter b'shim kansas la'achazmanai? So that Mor says hanamili bi'ine. The knas of Rav Shimon was only when it's be'en. Aval ayde taruvis loy. But if the chometz is mixed into something else, then there was no knas. Taruvis chometz la'achar ha-pesach is mutter. Even though chometz of ha-pesach there's a knas on it, but that's only when it's be'en, when it's by itself. But if it's alei taruvis, it's mixed in with other things, it's mutter. The knas doesn't apply. Now we could see over here the Ran again on this, just to get a little feeling of this. The next piece in the Ran. See that piece? Right? When did Reb Shimon give the knas? Only be'ine, always be'en. It's by itself. Good word in English for that. Right? But when it's be'en, right? It's by itself. Avalei taruvus, but if it's in a mixture, loikonis. Pirush. The Ran tells us, gives us a little details over here. Bein shenisarif koidim ha-pesach, oy le'acha ha-pesach. This that it's mutter is non-dependent on when the taruvus happened. Even if it was nisar first after Pesach, elushim nisar of the Pesach, I koydim Pesach, beinyan sho'ever malov ba'yiro ba'yimot. I'm sorry, beinyan sho'ever malov ba'yiro ba'yimot. Say, os lachar Pesach. He says that this that it's osur is regardless of whether the taruvus. I'm sorry, this that it's mutter is regardless of whether the taruvus was before or after. He just makes a point over here that the heter that we're talking about is that after it got its iser of Bal Yiro on it, then it was nisar. But if it was Nisarv on Pesach in such a way that with the taruvis it'd still be osur, there'll still be an isur on it. So then la'achar Pesach, that's not going to help it. The taruvis that we're talking about is that if the part that tzad heter never got an isur on it. In other words, like this. Let's say on Pesach it's Nisarev with a shear of Ksayas Pesachdechilitz Pras. Elashim Nisarev the Pesach, Oikadon Pesach, the Indian Shoevnalov Baba Yeroim. You could have sometimes that it's a taruvus, that you're over that taruvus itself, even though there's non chomets mixed in there, but one is still over Baal Yeroim. When is that? Vizeu kizayis bechtei achilas pras. If you have a substantial amount of chametz deer that if one eats this taruvis, so with the shir of achilas pras, that amount of time he will have eaten a kizayis of chametz, so then that's considered like the chametz is present, that one will be over ba yiro on such a taruvis, on the whole mixture. So you say, Elushim Nisarv Pesach, Oikadon Pesach Be'in, Sho'ivin Olof Ba'al Yeroe, but if it's Nisarv in such a way, there's a substantial amount present of Chometz, that Taruvus itself you gotta get rid of Ba'al Yeroe, also L'achar Pesach, then that would be also L'achar Pesach, even though it's a Taruvus. But the Taruvus doesn't help, because that Taruvus itself is also Ba'al Yeroe. V'zeu Kuzaris Pechdechil Es Pras. That's that shear. Now he says ve'efshishim misarav achar haPesach. Okay, so that's all misarav toich Pesach, right? So I mean to say that anything which had the isur ba'yiro on Pesach, so that's where the knas was said. It has to be misarav with something that's heter, right? That's mutter. Now on this he's saying that if it's nisarv achar Pesach, what's the shear that is to be mutter? The efshir shem nisarv achar Pesach afil yoyisim ekstayis techidas pras mutter. Now what's the shear percentage that it's mixed in? Let's say it gets mixed in la'achar Pesach, but you have in this mixture so were this mixture to have happened already on Pesach, the whole thing would have been also. Alright, so does this help? In other words, it first got mixed in after Pesach. So there was nothing in the heter didn't have the Baal Yeroh on it. But on the other hand, the amount of this mixture over here was one that if it had existed at the time during Pesach, it would have been also. So he's saying the efshishim misav achilas afilu biyoisim kdechilas pras afilu biyoisim bekezayim kdechilas pras mutter. The Ran says that it's very possible that when we say that Reb Shimon is matter if it's al taruvus, even though this taruvus itself were it to have existed during Pesach, the whole taruvus would have been aser. Nevertheless, it's mutter. Uvad sheyar berlov haheter. All you need is roiv. And he brings that. Because you find other places that heter is enough, so therefore that roiv is enough mitzad adin. So therefore, he says that the knas over that Shimon gives, it's not mistaver. It doesn't seem to be that it should be any more chomer than a taruvus is mutter meikar adin. So therefore, he's noted to say that all you need is roiv. So therefore, if you have chomer shavar Pesach, which would have the knas, but it was nisarev with heter. Then, if you have roiv, then the knas wouldn't apply. Right? That's what the Ran over here is telling us. Okay, but this is something a good point to know, that even though we find anymore that there's an iser chometz shavlo v'pesach, which we paskin like that it's also, but that study heter because of taruvus, and what kind of taruvus itself, and also has its gidorim, its conditions. Okay, so let's come back to the sugi over here. Rava tells us that the Mishnah that we're dealing with over here, which makes the difference between Nochra and Shei Yisrael, is according to Shitas of Shimon. The Chiddush that he's telling us is that we had thought that according to Shimon Lacha Pesach, there is no Israel at all, even Shei Yisrael. That was the Gemara's problem. On that, he's Mechadish to us that Reb Shimon the Braise is only talking about this, the Raisa. That was the Braise talking about. The Bavlei Klo means there's no Azhor. But as far as a Din Rabbonon, a Knas Rabbonon, that Reb Shimon gives a Knas. And this is, that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is based on the Knas. Now the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, the question that we raised as we read the Mishnah. The Mishnah, what we have over here is, the Mishnah says the difference between Shal Noch and Yisrael. Then the Mishnah says, Shenema Leiro L'chosor. Right, the Pasuk brings the Pasuk, the Mishnah means the Pasuk, and this seems to be an explanation on the last din that we said, Shal Yisrael also Bano, Shenema Leiro L'cho. And we didn't understand, when we learned the Mishnah, How is this? I mean, Leiro L'cho is an Isser not to have chometz. We're talking about an Isser of being nana from chometz. So the Gemara says as follows: Bishlam the Rava Hayim the Katani Shal Yisrael also Mishum Shnema Leiro L'cho. The Gemara says that according to Rav, we have machlekes over here. Amiroim had to learn the Mishnah. Who's the Tan of the Mishnah? Rav Acha Bayankiv said that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and he was mechadish that there's heter. But in according to Behuda, even though this is an Issa Deraisa during this time, but he was Mechadish that in the Deraisa itself, Nochri is Mutter. Right? That's the direction he took. Rava said the note that there's no sad Heter Nochri according to Behuda, and the Mishnah therefore is Reb Shimon, and what he was Mechadish was that there's an Issa Yisrael. Right? We told contribution that it's all mutter. We don't understand why Lacha Pesach is it also. So he was mechadish that Reb Shimon has an Issa Darona, a Knas. The Knas is based on the fact that one was Oivim by Motzei during Pesach, so that Chometz remains also with a Knas Lacha Pesach. Zok the Gemara, according to Rava learns that the Mishnah is Reb Shimon based on a Knas, so we understand the Hemshech HaMishnah, we understand what the Mishnah is telling us, this Pasuk Shenema. The last halach the Mishnah had said was Shal Yisrael is also Chomet Shavu La Pesach Shal Yisrael is also Shenem Alei Rolecha. Zok the Gemara, according to Reb Shimon, we can understand what the Mishnah is doing. What the Mishnah is telling us is what's the basis of the Isra Yisrael, which is a Knas. The Knas is based on the Isra of Bal Yiroh, since one was over Bal Yiroh, so that brings to a Knas on that Chomet even Lachar Pesach. That's what the Mara means. Bishlam the Rav, according to Rav, it's good that he learns that the Mishnah is Reb Shimon and the Isser Lacha Pesach is a Knas. Hanu Dikotoni. So this is what the Mishnah means to say. Shal Yisrael Aser. This is the second part of the Mishnah. Chomesh Avla Pesach, if it belongs to Yisrael, it's Aser. The Mishnah continues, Mishim Shnem Alei Ro Lecho, where it means the Pasuk. And that's what the Mishnah means to say. That since it's an Isser Bal Yiroh, he was over Bal Yiroh, so that's the basis of the Isser L'Acha Pesach Mishum Knas, according to Shimon. That's how we read the Mishnah, we understand. El Rav Acha Bayankiv. On that, the Gemara asks, but according to Rav Acha Bayankiv, Mishum Lo Yochel Chomets Mi Boile. The Gemara asks the question, according to Rav Acha Bayankiv, according to Mishnah's Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the basis of this is in Isser D'Raisa. The Pasuk says, Lo Yochel Chomets. Lo Yochel Chomets. That's what the Pasuk says. Lo ye yochel chometz. Good. He has a heter to say that doesn't apply to a nochri. He has a limud. But if you want to explain why shal yisrael's aser, nothing to do with lo yiro lecho. We have an iser which the pasuk is talking directly about the zmana or lach zmana. That's the Gemara's question. Eler ach bayankev. The Mishnah should have said that Shal Yisrael's also because of Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk. He has an additional pasuk which talks about the Issa Lacha Zmana. On that, the Gemara answers as follows: Mi Savris Aseifa Koi. What you think that you're assuming this question is that the reasoning that the Mishnah gives, the pasuk, is explaining the Seifa, which is Shal Yisrael also. That's why you're having a difficulty. No, Zok the Gemara. The reasoning that the Mishnah is giving, Shenem Leiro Lecha, He's not going on the seif, he's going on the reisha, which means the Mishnah starts that chometz shel over la pesach shel nochri is mutar bar no. That at the end of the Mishnah is giving reason for that. Shenema leroy lechov hochi kama shel nochri chometz shel nochri la pesach is mutar bar no. Why? Mishum shenema leroy lechov saor. We saw before Quanta Racham Yankov that the reason why there's a difference between Nochri and Yisrael is based on that we learn Sor Dachila from Sor Diriyah. So the source of this difference comes from the Pasuk. The reason why Nochri is Mutter is because of the Pasuk that the Isser Bal Yiroah limits it to Shalcho, not to a Nochri. We learn that to the din of Isser Achila, Hano, whatever it is. So, according to Rabbi Achba Yaakov, the Mishnah, which says Shinem Leroy Lecho, is giving a reason for the first part of the Mishnah. Why Nochri is Mutter? So the Mishnah says, Chom Eishav HaPesach Nochri is Mutter. So he says also, Shinemar, so Shinem is not going back on the last mentioned din, which would have been the most Kurishan, that it goes back on what the basis of Yisrael being also. No, it's not giving the reason. The reason why Yisrael is also, it's a different reason, like Mora says, because of that Pasuk, a different Pasuk. But why is Nochri Mutter? Why isn't Nochri Nesar from the Pasuk, which asks Yisrael? So that's what the Mishnah is bringing. Shinemar Leroy Lecho, that just like as far as the Baal Yiroah, it's limited to, there's a difference between Yisrael and Akum, so too we learn to the Isra Achila, and that's the basis of the Reisha of the Mishnah, Shal Nochri Detz Mutun. Okay, it's quite late, so I guess we'll have to hold it over here. Okay?